But here's the taxpayers. It's like, well, as long as
I can have my Labatt Blue and I can go watch the Bills.
Well, wait till you start getting priced out of that.
Don't get involved. I'm amazed at the amount of people that bitch about things but actually do nothing to get involved to help, right? Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Ron Reinstein in studio with us today, and we got it. As always, we'll just pop around, go over. We're actually going to talk a little bit of economics, too, but the place where money meets politics, and if you need us throughout the week, folks, 833-FIN-GUYS. Ron, where do you want to start? You put together a bunch of stuff here. We can talk about the economy, GDP numbers. According to the Democrats, everything is hunky-dory. It's great.
Sunshine and roses. Although there's still snow on the ground.
I know. There is snow on the ground. That was a little bit depressing. My kids were happy. Like, oh, my God. That's so pretty. I'm like,
yeah, when we were driving back from Wilson with Halloween for our kids, you just start to see that's not rain.
Yeah.
And then I think by the time I took the dog out for the last time, it was like a little bit after 10. I'm like, yeah, that's...
Yeah, you're right on the border with me.
Where you get pounded.
Yeah, usually it's funny because usually the north towns out by our office here, we get very little.
None.
And
but not much.
No, not even
not
close
like what
to
we
the
get.
South towns. Yeah, but I think everybody got a little bit of dusting.
Yeah. Year, so. No, I mean, as you look at the economy and... Where, you know, they're all high-fiving, popping bottles of champagne. And, you know, the U.S. GDP, according to their figures, rose by 4.9%, also exceeding expectations of 4.5%. But yet, if you look around, folks, just not even just in Western New York, but just overall, where savings are in decline.
Yeah.
Inflation has not slowed, contrary to what these maniacs are going to claim.
Yep.
Disposable personal income... Again, according to their data, contracted by 1%, which isn't good.
Yeah, yeah.
And the biggest driver of this GDP growth has been government spending.
Well, government spending, and I think we forget about the rebound of COVID.
Yes.
I mean, we literally destroyed
the economy.
All kinds of businesses. And some of these business owners that you and I work with on a daily basis are still trying to struggle to get back, which means they're, some of these business owners that got into, I worked 60, 70 hours. I got my restaurant to where I thought it needed to be. I could take a little time back. You know, maybe I'm back to 40 hours a week and spending some time with family. They are now back to 70, 80 hours a week, struggling to try to make up for the extra loans they had to take out to survive. And that means more risk, more. So when I see, oh boy, the economy
more leverage,
4%,
too.
Like, well, yeah, a huge part of that, huge part of that is these business owners trying to rebuild from COVID.
And you even driving around, this was Monday night. I got home a little bit later. The amount of restaurants, I went a different route than I normally did when on my way home, but there's a lot of places still closed.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's not a 7-day work week.
No.
Restaurants, other businesses.
Well, we measure success here in Erie County by if something opens. We don't actually look at the overall picture and say, okay, are we growing? Like, let's compare it to, I don't know, Florida.
Yeah.
Where there are very few vacant properties.
And they can't build fast enough.
No, they can't build fast enough. That's exactly right. Right.
And interstates are expanding because I know you guys are on the East Coast, and for God, I can't believe I'm saying this now, but like for over 30 years, my family's been on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And when you take 70, or when we took 75 back 30 years ago, it was a 2-lane interstate in each direction.
Yeah.
Now, every time we go down there again, because we have family friends that are down there, I have relatives that are in Sanibel, so you still take 75 when you fly to Tampa. They keep adding lanes. They keep growing the interstate.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah. Well, millions of people relocating for freedom, by the way, for freedom.
For freedom.
So many clients are like, I don't really like the heat in the summer, but boy, I do like the fact that the feeling of, hey, if another COVID was to hit, if the Chinese decided to stir up another flu, I don't feel like I'm going to lose my business. I don't feel like I'm going to lose my freedom.
Yeah, I don't need to show my jab card to exist in society.
Yeah, no. And by the way, another young girl died the other day. I got
33.
33 years old, heart attack. And I guess the guy from Friends died too, 54. He was a big pro jab guy too.
Oh, yeah.
He was also
hashtag
a big
Pfizer life.
Pfizer life. He was also a big drug user. I mean, and I should say he fought with that demon. And
he did. And that's the thing, though, too, is all these maniacs that were out pimping the jab, where's attorneys going after the beautiful people? Because, again, the drug companies have obviously the immunity for, 75 years?
Yes.
Go after, the beautiful people that were out there pimping this stuff. You need to do this. You're going to be safe. But the hell you are.
Yeah, well, because now, your point, we were talking earlier in the
about excess deaths.
Excess deaths, yeah.
And yet,
that is in a younger group, right?
Yeah, well, that's the thing is with life insurance companies, folks, especially ones that are publicly traded, whether it's your Mount Life, your Bright House, your John Hancock, Lincoln Principal, Prudential, things, Jackson National, things of that nature, they can't hide how many people die. And even starting 2 years ago, they're just like, we are seeing excess deaths. And it was a couple of the companies that were coming out, it was the age range of 18 to 65.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, it's pretty much right after Go Get Your Experimental Gene Serum rolled out. And now in other countries, and this article came from the Brownstone Institute, and this is something that was highlighted in England. This individual is talking about we're seeing more excess deaths since July 2021 than we saw in the whole of 2020.
Wow. Now, what happened July 21?
Yeah. And the thing is, with excess deaths, they're not segmenting it. Remember, the Wuhan sniffles were going to kill grandma and grandpa.
Right.
And yet, we didn't see that.
Yeah.
This is for people of all ages. So even people that are my kids' age, your daughter's ages.
Could you imagine, and not to just interrupt you for
a second. No, it's okay.
But could you imagine, and I just can't, and I'm going to say some words, people say, oh, you're mean. Could you imagine being that stupid to give your kids an experimental vaccine, 4- and 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds? Yeah. Could you imagine being that dumb over a flu, which they told you, they told you, the Liberal Democrats have admitted that almost, there's a 0% chance of them basically even getting sick. I can't imagine taking my baby and saying, there's basically a 0% chance you're going to get sick, but we should put this experimental shot in you anyway.
You have better odds of getting hit by lightning. They really did. Or I'd say not even do, then succumbing to the Wuhan sniffles.
That's right.
But yet, here's your pediatrician, here's your PA, roll up your sleeve, all the above.
Yeah, they all. Well, now we're finding out that these doctors got massive amounts of money.
Oh, yeah.
Massive amounts of money. You push this, you get this, you get paid per jab. Yeah. And they made tons of money throughout the crisis.
Well, remember, you played high school sports. I played high school sports. I played sports, my whole life.
Yep.
How many physicals did you have to take, Mike, that required an EKG?
Right.
As it is present day, especially for the young bucks, how many physicals? Oh yeah, before we sign off.
Yeah.
Before we sign off on you swimming, cross country, if you're playing hockey, whatever.
Yeah.
You got to take an EKG.
Right.
I think I took an EKG like in my mid-20s.
Not normal. Not normal.
No.
I took one at 40 just for my part of my physical deal. Like, hey, let's see, you're 40 now. Like, oh, is that the age? Well, yes, that's the age.
Excuse me. But that's the thing. Yeah. Like, but, and again, like, it's not us spiking the football. Mm-mm. It's saying, wait, this probably isn't going to be what they told you.
Well,
it's going
to
be.
What is amazing to me is that there's not more people on the left pissed off. I mean, if I was one of those folks that got the jab, I would be so mad. I'd be talking to every single person I know. Saying, and by the way, we've gotten a ton of calls, ton of calls from people that have said, I thought you guys were crazy. Now my 12-year-old son has heart conditions.
Yeah.
I thought
they're not going away.
I had somebody come up to me at a school event, a football game, and they said, hey, can I talk to you? I said, yeah. So what's up? I said, I do listen to your show, and I ended up getting the vaccination because I wanted to go to the Bills game.
And I have friends that have done that,
She said to me, she said, Mike, she goes, I have never been the same. I have never been so sick. I have never felt so crappy.
Kathy Hochul.
The problem is it's not going to go anywhere.
I know it's not, but this is what, again, it should be a class action lawsuit. Yeah. Because for you and I, we both said, as we, attend Sabres games, I am not stepping foot into Key Bank.
No.
If you're going to require me to put that shit in my body.
Yeah, or a stupid face diaper over.
Yeah, or a face diaper. Yeah. And even now, because there's no trust to begin with, but even now with my seasons, I spread out the payments because I'm just waiting for them to be like, you need to have your face diaper. did you get your shots? Yeah. Guess what's going to stop?
Yeah.
My attendance, my payment.
That's right.
Have fun.
That's right. Yep. No, for sure. 100%.
And that's just the thing. It's like there should be lawsuits. There should be an attorney out there saying, did you take the jab to go to the Bills game? Or any game.
Yeah.
Any team event. Any function. Yeah. You messed up from it? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
I mean, we get all these class action lawsuits
need attorneys taking it on pro bono. Unfortunately, most of these lawyers are left-wing radicals that just want to make sure we don't mess with tort reform so they can continue to sue the people that are the ones that they know they can get immediate money from, the car accidents, the I fell on your sidewalk, but I knew you have homeowners insurance ones, those.
I got a paper cut.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's funny, like, what you see some of the lawsuits as it relates to securities and, like the execution price of an IPO or whatever it may be. And then if you get these notices, I get these notices, clients get these notices. And every time someone comes in with it, I always will say, if you win, you're probably going to get $2. Is it worth filling out the paperwork? They're like, nope. I go, there you go.
Right. Yep. Yep.
But again, it's, I don't want to say this is where it is. People hide from the truth. And that's where, as you said, the people that have, come up to you in private and said, hey, I'm not the same because of this.
Yeah.
I've had friends that are like, fingers crossed, I don't have an issue in the next 5 years, 10 years, as their kids are the same age as mine, because, they like to see them grow up.
Yeah.
But that's where it's the left, but it's also the right. But I mean, it's just, I guess I was going to say society as a whole.
Yeah.
When we've been lied to consistently, there's going to come a point where it's just like you're just beaten down from it.
Well, they believe it.
Yeah.
They believe it.
There's and really again, not. Like, I mean,
we talk about this all the time. The left believes some of the stuff that this garbage that they feed them.
Yes.
Right? And it is truly amazing. Garbage at all levels. The borders are wide open, but we're safe.
Yes.
Right? Okay. The president's saying it. It must be okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll play a video.
Well, but that's a good segue into that clip or the clip with Christopher Wray.
Yeah.
Well, the borders are wide open. Yeah, we've been starting to nab some people from these terrorist countries. But here's the thing now that it's the terror, it may come ashore, it may come to the United States. And you've got idiots like Ray, Fauci, even Joe Rogan, we're going to have a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
And all this leads to, again, is another eradication of our civil liberties. Back to the Patriot Act.
Right.
The lockdowns from the Wuhan sniffles. If we stay at home, we're going to stop the spread.
Yeah.
And now this.
Yep.
It's mind-blowing where people are like, you know what? Whatever you want, guys.
Yeah. Well, even the COVID, right? I mean, look back to Cuomo. 75% out of his mouth of the people that got COVID hid in their house and wore their face diaper when they occasionally went outside.
Yeah.
Right?
If they even went outside.
So, okay. Well, that you would think that anybody with a brain in their head and a little bit of common sense would say, okay, well, that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't.
No.
They doubled up.
Yeah, but anything that, again,
they literally doubled up with their mask.
Anything to boost your immune system. Taking vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc.
That's I called bullshit on this whole thing 2 weeks in when I walked into Wegmans and you couldn't buy toilet paper, you couldn't buy paper towels, but the vitamin aisle was wide open. Open. All kinds of vitamins available.
And that's the thing. The run with the paper products,
yeah,
it didn't give you the runs. Right. You weren't like right. blowing excessively with your nose.
Right, right.
But yet people are buying that in just like mass quantities.
Just shows you the incompetence, right? The total incompetence.
Yeah.
Let's talk about safety for a little bit here because, you know, when it comes to economics, there is nothing more important than safety. You know, 30 years almost of doing podcasts and radio shows, and Glenn and I have always said this, the number one thing, I don't care what you do, with regulations, taxes, to me, the number one thing is safety. If you don't have a safe place, economic activity ceases to exist, mm-hmm. right? And a perfect example of that is Buffalo, New York. The east side is a war zone. It's a disgusting mess, right? We could have purchased the building that you and I are sitting in right now. We purchased the building for a little over $2 million. We could have purchased this building probably in the east side of Buffalo for $50,000, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's buildings there that $50,000, another $200,000 or $300,000 in remodel or whatever, and we have our office. But why wouldn't we do that when you think about $2 million versus $200,000 or $300,000? Well, the answer is
safety.
Safety.
Yeah.
That's it, right? Our clients wouldn't want to go there. Us financial planners wouldn't want to go there. Us partners, the staff certainly wouldn't want to go there. I mean, there's times now where I know our staff comes in here at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Or I think it was Sue 2 or 3 weeks ago. She was here at like 8 o'clock on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't really like that, meaning, you know, I hate to hear that she's going up or mm-hmm. something, but we trust it, right? It's Amherst. You're not doing that on the east side of Buffalo.
But again,
I don't care what the taxes are, because taxes are cheaper there.
Yeah,
right?
But in fairness, though, things happen in the suburbs. And the other part of that, too, is as these maniacs run without any penalty.
Yeah.
On the east side.
Oh well, they run
but
out
that's
of
the thing. It is starting to come here, and it, not even starting. It has been coming here.
To your point, and here's the big deal, right? So we're now seeing the Walmarts of the world, the Targets of the world. They're saying, "I'm not doing business in these Democrat-run towns anymore." Mm-hmm. Right? Well, where are those people going to go next? Right?
To the burbs.
They're going to go to the suburbs. But my point is that when you look at the east side of Buffalo, there are first of all us folks that live in the suburbs, we offset the taxes in the city. A lot of people don't understand that.
Property taxes in the city are like nothing.
Yeah, because they take it's almost like revenue sharing in the NFL. Mm-hmm. That we revenue share with the suburbs and the suburbs pay and offset the city, right? So our taxes would be considerably less if we set this office up on the east side of Buffalo. But the one thing, safety, is why we choose to spend way more money every month. I mean, you're talking about tens of thousands of dollars every month so we can be in a safe environment. If you don't have safety, and that's why, you know, I hear about Donald Trump and Vivek and who are we going to pick? To me, the number one issue is I think every single one of those, whether it's DeSantis, Trump, Vivek, they're going to protect our border. They're going to use common sense. Did you see that Canadian, by the way, that is going up against the communist up there, the interview?
If you haven't seen,
he's hilarious. He's eating an apple, and he says, they say, why would you pick me? He goes, common sense.
Yeah.
Common sense. I'll have to find that.
But
video
that's the other part, too. Like, before you fire up that clip, again, like, we're talking about safety. Now we're talking about war. We're, like, again, like how these things are all this. I mean, again, they're commingled. But if we're going to go to war with China, or China's our number one, domestic threat or whatever it may be, then why are we not ramping up? Oh, I don't know. Steel production,
right?
Energy production,
yeah.
Bringing things back to the United States to be made.
Energy is the biggest thing.
Energy.
Yes. I keep hearing, we're sending record amounts of money over to Ukraine, right? Now, part of that is coming back into the Democrat Party.
Part of it's being generous, Mike.
Yeah, part
I'd say
of it.
Probably like 95% of it is.
Yeah, well, it's good to see that they invested in the cryptocurrencies. That's exactly what you do. But part of it's coming back there, but the money just continues to circulate and move through the Ukraine and move mm-hmm. through other places. But to end these wars, we don't need to fight them. We need to be energy independent.
Yeah.
We can use our prosperity, our job creation skills, our resources, and not have one troop on the ground. Let's get fuel to $1 a gallon. Russia runs out of money.
Yeah.
Iran runs out of money, right? And guess who makes lots of money? We do by creating good American jobs here, right? Oh, and by the way, $1 a gallon, Americans actually have more money in their pocket. They can do things like buy pizza for their family. Yeah. Yeah. 100% we can lead through prosperity. You know, the way to win any kind of a war, you know, you got a bully. The way to win him is through a good guy who's mm-hmm. stronger than the bully, right?
Yeah.
A good I shared
outsmarts the bully.
Yeah, I shared this story a few weeks ago. Growing up, I went to DPU High School, and this is like the seventh grade, and there was this one kid, I'm not going to mention his name, but he had been more mature, not in a mature, like, handling himself, because the kid was a mental midget, but he, you know, wanted to fight everybody because he had a beard in the seventh grade, right? and a big chunk of us were just, you know, hopefully getting our first, you know, arm hair at the, you know, yeah. our freshman year, right?
I got a weird deodorant now.
And he got in fights, he beat some people up, and, you know, he would just go up to people and say, "You and I are fighting after school." Well, he picked the wrong guy. He picked this guy, and nobody knew that this guy knew martial arts. And I'll never forget, he said, "We're going to fight after school," and he said, "Okay." And it was sort of like, you remember, did you ever see The Bronx Tale?
Yeah.
When he goes, "No, you can't leave." That's sort of how it was. Yeah. I was like, "What?" Like, this guy, he was real smooth and calm. He said, "Okay." Now, he probably could have killed this kid, and he didn't. He just embarrassed him a little bit. But the kid never started a fight the rest
ever.
Of school.
Yeah.
And he actually ended up being a pretty decent kid after that, right? But it took a good guy, a strong guy, who never got another fight in his entire existence at DPU High School.
Well, I was just going to say, because you saw him whip some ass one time.
One time.
Yeah, you're just like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody's going to mess with him.
Yeah, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Or you start hanging out with him, be like, "Hey, you got my back?"
That's right. But you can win through economic prosperity. Ronald Reagan taught us that, right? Good guys with money, you know, but and it helps everything. For you environmental folks, okay, well, guess what? You can't clean up the world unless we have money. I'll tell you one way to clean up the world is energy fusion. This is a real deal.
Yeah, right? Nuclear power.
Nuclear power, energy fusion. I mean, some of these new deals, but you can't do that unless you have money, right? Do you want to plant trees? I'm all for planting trees. Guess what? It costs money to plant trees.
Not only that, but these idiots also feel that moving 250,000 tons of dirt to get these minerals for your precious batteries is going to save the planet.
Yeah.
And then they talk about wages and, you know, workers' rights. And you know what? Good for UAW to get a pay raise for these guys and girls. But also, as a result now, these cars are going to get even higher in price, whether it's EVs or the internal combustion. Look. But for the 5 and 6 year old kids in the third world that are getting your minerals for your precious EV batteries, did you secure them health insurance?
That's right.
Did you secure them more than like $1 a day for wages?
Did you spend 1 minute looking at what it does to the environment?
No.
Because it's way more damaging to get those resources out than it is to drive a
your Tesla, your Ford, you know, Mach-E Mustang, or any of that.
Yeah.
It's not even the fact that it doesn't work.
Right.
It's just due to the fact that it kind of like you took it, like that solar, I think I mentioned this before, like that solar farm that's on Broadway by the old Cheektowaga dump.
Yep.
Where's that electricity getting routed? Have they told anyone?
Now, is your bill any cheaper now?
Nope.
That's right.
Never nope. Is. Not
never.
At all.
Never. We've got massive amounts of water supply here. Our water bills are still more expensive than Arizona.
Yeah. And yet, all the power that we generate with Niagara Falls, where does it get shipped? Oh, that's right. Downstate.
Downstate. Yeah. It goes everywhere but Buffalo, New York. Yeah.
But here's the taxpayers. It's like, well, as long as I can have my Labatt Blue and I can go watch the Bills. Well, wait till you start getting priced out of that.
Don't get involved in one. Even, you know, we were on a text message earlier this week, and I'm amazed at the amount of people that bitch about things but actually do nothing to get involved to help, right?
Correct.
And I've seen that, like, I'll be out, and people say, "Oh, I can't stand Mark Poincaré." Okay, well, are you volunteering for Chrissy? Do you
got to sign up?
Yeah, that's right. Even a simple sign. I can't tell you how many people have said, "Well, boy, I can't do that in my neighborhood because then, you know, the neighbors," I'm like, the neighbors what? I mean, you're 100% of the problem if you understand that this Poincaré's left-wing agenda is radical, it's hurting the area, it's what's kept us down for the last 50 years, but you don't have the stones to put a simple Chrissy sign out on your front lawn. You are 100%
the issue.
100% to blame. Yeah. We're going to go to Phil here in a second. I do want to talk a little bit of Medicare. I want to sneak him in because it is the season for that. But before we do that, let's Let's see if we can play this video. We talked about safety being, you know, of the utmost importance. And you would think that would be a proprietary for any administration, Democrat or Republican. It doesn't seem to be that way for the Democrats, that's for sure. Let me see if I can.
Organizations.
There we go. Look at that.
Directing an attack in the UK. What has now increased is the greater possibility of one of these foreign terrorist organizations directing an attack in the United States.
You think? We're letting people walk over the border. I mean, yeah, that's a simple.
So it's not all doctors and scientists.
What's amazing is we actually have the video footage of many of these men, 20, 30 years old, right? Able-bodied. I hear the stories of, we're bringing over the women and children. It's funny because when I see the videos.
It's all 90, people that should be in the military.
95% of them are 25-year-old men.
We haven't seen evidence that it's actually happening yet, but what we have seen is, and I listed them off in my opening remarks, one terrorist organization after another calling for attacks. Mm-hmm. And
so we should wake up.
It is a time to be concerned. Yeah. We are in a dangerous period.
Mm. So is the FBI able to track all threats and prevent these individuals from conducting an attack on U.S. soil?
Now let's think about that. FBI able? Okay. Now we can send a man to the moon. We can build a race car that goes 0 to 330 miles an hour in seconds. They can track, by the way, PTO moms going into, you know, not wearing a face diaper at a PTO meeting.
Yep. Right? Or January 6th.
Oh, January 6th. Yeah.
Did they happen to know all those people?
Every single one of them they were able to track down and interview, right? But a terrorist,
I couldn't say that we were able to detect all individuals. The people that we know about, as Secretary Rumsfeld used to say, the known known.
Now let's think about this, Ron. The people that they know about, what's their track record on stopping people that they know about?
That's a big, fat goose egg. Because everything they know about ends up happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
sometimes we find out that they're in chat rooms with these people, egging them on.
Exactly. As they facilitate the crime, they facilitate the act.
Right.
That's cool. And then the minute it happens, we need to do this. Yeah. We need to do that. In other words, you need to keep losing more of your civil liberties.
That's right.
Because we're just going to let this shit happen because that's what, the end game is.
Yeah, that's right.
And people say, well, how could that be? Where am I wrong?
Yeah, no.
And I don't say that from a conceited standpoint, but where am I wrong? Am I wrong in this? That the more they let happen, the more it leads to, we're going to take this, we're going to take that from
it's,
you.
It's the only explanation when you have borders that are absolutely wide open.
Yes.
We now have Democrat mayors saying that you are going to destroy our city, right? So back up for a second. Forget about the terrorism part of it. Let's think about the economics of it. And now we have a left-wing mayor, mayor of New York City, saying that it is going to absolutely destroy our city. Okay, so we know economically that's not a really good idea, right?
Yeah.
We also know that in Erie County, we got 50 of them, and 13 of them got arrested right away.
Some good odds.
Those are not good people that are coming in. Okay, we know that. Now we have the FBI saying, there's a chance that, you know, there's terrorists to me, the only explanation is you don't give a crap. This is
all about
the Bidens getting wealthier, the Obamas getting wealthier, the Clintons getting wealthier, and guess what? If your family's health or your family's life is
something
on the
happens
line,
to your family, oh well,
that's part of the deal. That's part of them getting to $700 million, $1 billion, right? Let's continue to listen.
We're quite good at together with our partners, but it is the unknown that I worry about quite a bit.
Yeah, well, worry about finding out that it's a known thing. Finding out it's a known thing. These aren't, by the way, these aren't the most skilled and trained of people.
Not right? only that, as we go back to January 6th, how many of these people have been detained and haven't even been in court yet?
Yeah, I know.
But yet, you won't do that for known, unknown, or known is this guy wants to smooth his word salad.
How many people terrorists have been escorted in by the FBI? We have it on videotape. They're still in jail. Meanwhile, we have rapists, convicted murderers out on cashless bail.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a joke.
So, Director Ray, can you say that we do not have either individual foreign terrorists or terror cells affiliated with foreign groups currently operating in the United States?
Well, we're not We're not tracking that, but
how are you not tracking that?
What is your job?
What is your job? That's right. What is your job? How in the world are you not tracking that? I mean, I can't imagine saying that. I cannot imagine saying we're not tracking that. That is unreal to me. Just unreal. That is your job. You're an FBI agent. That should be your job, protecting U.S. citizens.
Again, I come point back to what it is. The gaps in our intelligence are real, and it's something that we have concerns about.
So, Director Ray, so what would you say right now to the American public? Because, like in my state, I've got a significant Jewish population. They're scared to go to synagogue, Chabad. They're scared to send their kids to.
First of all, you Jewish folks, start voting Republican. Wake up. But you vote Democrat, and these people are not protecting you at all. They don't care about your safety. They don't care about anybody's safety, let alone
you. And that's the thing. And now you're seeing them again, pander to the Jewish individuals. It's like you listen to DeSantis lately. It's like, are you running for the mayor of Palestine?
Yeah.
How about, again, what are you going to do here?
Yeah.
I don't care if, like you said, if it's DeSantis, Trump, anyone.
Yeah.
What are you going to do here?
That's right.
Because shit is not good.
Right.
Period.
And let's start with fixing this department, right? Let's dismantle the FBI and rebuild it with people with high character and values that actually care about protecting U.S. citizens.
Schools. It's not just them. It's, other individuals, like my daughters called me and said, should they be sending their kids to school? What would you tell Americans right now about the threat today as compared to before?
This is not a time for panic, but it is a time for vigilance. We shouldn't stop conducting our daily lives, going to schools, houses of worship, and so forth. But we should be vigilant. You often hear the expression, if you see something, say something.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. See something, say something.
I'm
sure you're right on top of that, Chris.
That's right. See something, say something.
All the other gumshoes with the FBI.
Then your car ends up blown up.
Yeah, exactly.
In your community, in the gates of your gated community at 175 miles an hour, your Honda Accord got up to at some point.
Never been more true than now, and that's probably partly why the American people are reporting more tips and leads to us, and we're pursuing those threats and leads.
We just brought in a ton of illegal immigrants and dumped them all over the place, and they're breaking into cars and houses.
Yeah.
Maybe. Just a thought. Let's sneak in Phil Provenzano here. Phil, part of our Medicare team. I would say Rochester, but I see Phil back and forth to our Buffalo office as well. Phil, you are absolutely crazy busy. I know that because the girls of Medicare, who are the back office support, like Brittany, and they tell me, oh my gosh, his calendar is crazy. But you can handle more, right? I mean, the season is almost—it's a short season. You get a few weeks to make the right decision with Medicare, right?
I've been on the phone since 8 o'clock this morning, so I'm all about it. I'll do it every day, all day. It's 54 days. I love it. I'm the happiest during this time.
I think it's crazy this year, more so than any year. We talked about this on the radio show last week, because there has been a lot of changes, right? I mean, some years it's sort of like, not much going on, and the plans don't change. But it does seem like this has been one of those years where, and to me it's a good thing, some of the other companies that have been sort of out of favor, didn't have very competitive plans, are now competitive, right? And people have to make better decisions.
Yeah, I mean, listen, one of the best things about our country is competition.
Yeah.
So what competition is generating better plans for the people that we really care about. So I'm all about it. And yes, this year, these companies, they had to increase their benefits because these national carriers, they're starting to offer crazy stuff. So competition is behind all of this. And this has been a crazy year for change. I know that you know this better than anybody. My plan changes are not people going from a different company. For example, my 9 o'clock that I just got off the phone with before you guys is, we're not switching them off of Blue Cross Blue Shield. We're just switching them to a better plan.
Within Blue Cross. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are so afraid that they're going to walk into an independent Medicare specialist and they're going to say, oh, you got to go from this one to this one. Most of the time, not true. It's staying with your plan, but understanding the plans you're in. Can you just share the success story you had last week with helping a client? Because I think a lot of times people think, well, I'm not going to bother. It's $50 a year or something like that. It's just not worth my time.
Yeah, I mean, this one is this is my favorite one of all time, and I've been doing this for a long time, and this is the best one so far. So, had a client that really only took the meeting because of the relationship that they have with you know, Mike and Glenn and the guys. They respect the company, they respect the firm, so really only took it out of, you know, just courtesy, really. So, you know, and I could tell that he was very standoffish during the conversation, but really just kept asking questions. And at the end of the day, what we determined is that prior to really having him make this, you know, this meeting with us, he was just going to keep everything the exact same. He wasn't going to reach out to anybody. He wasn't going to look into it. He was just going to keep exactly what he had with no questions asked.
Wow.
Well, after I did the math, and listen, for the most part, maybe people can do that from a year-to-year basis. But this individual, at the end of the day, between him and his wife, it was a overall real number savings of $12,000.
Wow. $1,000 a month.
Wow.
$1,000 a month. I mean, think about that, folks. That's you leaving for the winter and going to Florida if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Right? Like, those are real lifestyle moves.
I have told this story since this happened, and everybody keeps telling me, oh, but this, oh, but that. This is a real story, real dollar amounts. And oh, by the way, they have great coverage. I put them in the best plan. And here's the thing. They were only going this route that they were on. By the way, they were overpaying for the last 5 years like this. Someone told them, I'm not going to name names of the organization that they went to. It's a very well-known organization in our area. It's just such a shame because this is where people are actually going. And they told them this is their best option. They were on this plan because they thought it was the best insurance. They were only on this plan because of the prescription drug coverage. They didn't realize that they didn't even need that plan for the prescription drug coverage. I put them onto a regular Medicare Advantage plan, $0 per month. Their prescription drugs were cheaper than what they were paying on a paid plan, and I saved them $12,400 between the two of them.
Wow. So had they met you 5 years ago, they'd be $60,000 ahead right now.
Yeah, and it's so sad to me because the office that is actually sent that they're going to, the office, you know what, I don't even care. I'm just going to say it. You know, the office of the agent where these individuals go, I'm so sick and tired of it.
Yeah, because gotta not be afraid to get another opinion. I think that's the biggest thing, right? I mean, and you've said this on the radio show multiple times. Like, sometimes people just blow it off. They don't. And to me, I think I look at our one-stop financial shop, and I think, okay, if you spend a little time on Medicare, and you maybe not everybody's going to save $1,000 a month, but what if you're able to save $200 or $300 a month? And then what if you sit down and you shop your home and auto insurance over 25 companies, then you can save another $500 a month there, right? I mean, this adds up. I mean, this is real money.
I know.
Real money.
And I know that I've told you this before, Mike. You know, I've been in other organizations throughout the 12 years that I've been in this business. You know, our one-stop shop, it is influential because of what you just went over.
Yeah.
You come in the Rochester office. I'm going to help you with your Social Security. I'm going to help you with your Medicare. We got Russ helping you with your investments. The thing is that my 9 o'clock, yes, you're right. I'm not going to save everybody $12,000. I just saved this guy $62.
Yeah, and got him a better plan, probably, yeah. Right?
And got him a better plan. He goes, son of a gun, I didn't even know that plan existed.
Right.
You know, so, and I'll be the first one to tell my clients, nope, you're good.
Yep.
Stay where you are. Let's not fix what's not broken.
Yeah, and maybe review it next year, right? Every year you sort of dust it off. So, all right, Phil, I know you're crazy busy. We'll let you get back to the phones and helping people. 833-FIN-GUYS, you still got room, right? When's the last day for folks to come in?
October 15th to December 7th is the opening, but please don't let those dates fool you. They have so many rules and regulations that we can and can't even mention our awesome government. Just call. That's the most important thing.
Right.
Just call. And don't worry about the.
And don't wait till the 7th, because I will tell you this, it's probably it's going to be a mess. That whole last day, I have to get in the 7th. Well, there's only we've got 5 independent agents, and they only can take so much. So you got to get on that schedule now. 833-FIN.
Just call. Yep. Absolutely.
All right,
thanks,
sir.
Guys.
We'll let you go, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's wrap up here real quick with, you know, the markets and the economy, Ron. You know, I think the message for our investors, at least when I'm doing reviews, is stay diversified, right? Buy good stuff.
No one wants the value.
Don't get sucked into the, I'm going to put it all in gold. I'm burned out from hearing that. You know, I look back at gold and silver and I think, okay, over the last 100 years, I tell this to clients all the time, had I put you in a good diversified bond portfolio program over the last 100 years, you would have made a decent amount of money. Whether it's corporate bonds, government bonds, you know, well diversified. If I put you in a well diversified real estate portfolio, over time you would have made money. If I put you in a well diversified stock portfolio, you would have made money. Mm-hmm. If I put you in a well diversified gold portfolio, you would not have made money. And so that's not a good long term track record. To me, I think if you're really, really nervous, because that's why I said, well, why do you want to put it all in gold? Well, because I'm nervous the world's going to
go. The dollar's going to crash. And that's the thing. If the dollar crashes.
Yeah, we're all screwed.
That's exactly it. No one is insular.
Buy guns. Buy guns.
Buy a fishing pole.
Buy a fishing pole. Buy guns, a fishing pole. Learn how to garden. You're going to need it. Yeah. And I continue to say I'm an optimist, and I think I'm so optimistic about the United States of America. We are shifting like we've never shifted before. States like Florida, Texas, gaining power and fast.
Yes.
You're not talking about, you know, for a while we had this slow drip. In the last 3 years, the faucets have opened. People have said, screw you. I'm done with your communist bullshit.
We're gone.
And they're leaving New York and they're filling places like Florida.
And it's not even red. And that's the thing, though, too. It's not even just people that are saying, I'm done.
Yeah.
Businesses are relocating to Florida.
Yeah.
Businesses are relocating to Texas, to Tennessee. You take your pick.
Right.
But yet you turn on the local news.
Right. Yeah.
Everything's just swimming.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, this area still resembles 1950.
Yep.
And it's blue collar. Where?
Yeah, that's right.
Where?
Yeah.
And I'm not knocking. We can be blue collar, we can be white collar.
Yeah, Bethlehem Steel's gone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bethlehem's gone. Ford is downsizing in Hamburg.
Yeah.
You build warehouse spaces, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, those jobs aren't permanent.
Right. Right. Nope. Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh, by the way, well, last comment with the UAW, we talked about that before.
Yeah.
Those jobs will be replaced by robots. That's why they're aggressive to sign this move. I think we're down from something like 500,000 or 600,000 UAW employees to like 90,000 in just the last 10 to 12 years. That's going to move itself really, really quick to 30,000. There'll be 30,000 high-paying jobs. Mm-hmm. There'll be tech folks, and they'll be making $200,000 to $300,000 a year. But those widget, you know, movers, those assembly
putting on people, the doors, stuff
gone.
Like that.
They're gone. They're gone.
And that's, but they don't have to be gone.
No.
But again, like it's about dollars and cents.
Well, they're speeding it up very, very fast.
Yeah.
You know, I use McDonald's as an example because I think most people can relate to it. McDonald's had very good numbers the other day. Part of that was because they were able to increase prices because of inflation. Part of that is because they're embracing this new AI technology. And
your labor costs go down, you happen to make more money.
And it's going to go big time down.
Yes.
Within the next 5 years, you are going to see the fry guy gone. You're going to see the Whopper maker gone. You're going to see the drive-thrus already gone in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. I think maybe I shared this story a few weeks ago, but I was at a Checkers down in Fort Lauderdale. I wanted a cup of coffee, and I Googled what's open. It was like a Monday night. I'm heading from Lauderdale up to our offices in Palm Beach area. I wanted a decaf cup of coffee for the ride, and Checkers was open. I'm like, well, I'll try them. Pulled up, had a full-blown conversation with a computer. I could hear the computer. They didn't mess up my order. It was fine. I pulled around. I got my decaf coffee and took off. I thought, wow, well, that's one job that
less.
I don't want to say we're less because I'm pretty sure that they couldn't fill that job in the first place.
But even if you go to Wegmans, the automatic checkouts, you go to Lowe's, you go to Home Depot.
And that's going to get way better. Well, mark my words. It's going to get to the point where they'll know if you pick up this pen here that it's in your pocket and you'll be able to check out anywhere in the store you want to check out and walk out of that department.
Well, Wegmans tried that, but what they also noticed was people weren't paying.
Yeah. Well, though, and that's always the case. So, you know, when you look at technology and we embrace technology, usually the first go around fails, right? Like, look back at the internet. It was something like 99 out of 100 tech companies in the 90s were gone by the 2000s, right? But this whole new companies, these whole new leaders emerged, whether it was Google or Facebook, and they became real companies, right? That's what's going to happen with a lot of technology. It's not going to always work the first time around.
No.
But I assure assure you, these stores are working on such thin margins that they're going to continue to embrace this technology until it does, until they know that, hey, Mike picked up this pen, he's in the back of the store, and the AI technology is tracking him, so the minute he walks out, the doors are locked.
But that's
so
also psychotic to me, though. Yeah. I mean, and that's a, I know, it's crazy. But that's the thing, is they're going to be like, again, where they want to go with this, where they want to tell you what you need to do, what you need to consume.
Well, some of it is going to have to happen.
Yeah, Mike, it's too much red meat in your cart there.
Yeah, well, that's nerve-wracking. But the other side of it is these dirtbag liberal Democrats have made some of these towns so unmanageable that I've said for a business to grow, a retail business to actually work, it's going to have to be like a vending machine behind bulletproof glass.
Glass, yeah.
So I walk into San Francisco into a department store, and I want that. And I order it, and I have to pay for it to be able to get it through the glass because it's just unsurvivable the way they're going. They just walk in and steal everything.
All these retailers.
And the dummy Dems go, okay, well, it was less than $1,000. You know, they don't even show up anymore.
They have insurance.
Yeah, they have insurance.
Well, that's the other part of it, too, is like the burn rate for these big retailers like Target, Walmart. That's what, these are, it's billions of dollars. It adds up.
Yeah.
It adds up, folks. And guess what? For everything that walks out of this store, and you may say, well, oh, it's, you know, a starving family that need, you know, groceries. Okay, look, I'm empathetic to that.
Right.
But still, then the cost gets passed back to the consumer who pays. Well, there goes a 70-inch flat panel.
Yeah.
Well, it's under $1,000. Here's your appearance ticket.
Right.
On top of that, well, you know, it's in social justice. You know, maybe they just can't afford that 70-inch TV, but they can afford cable.
Yeah, they can afford the Nikes on their feet.
They can afford the Nikes. They can afford the cable, but
their Verizon bill is $800.
Yeah, the 650 LG 70-inch flat panel. Got to draw the line somewhere.
That's right. All right, we'll end it with that. Mike Lomas, Ron Reinstein. We'll see you next week. Don't forget about us Saturday. Financial Guys Media Network. Go to our website. TheFinancialGuys.com for all of our content. Don't forget about our app, folks. Download our app, whether it's our podcast, our radio shows, and Morning Mics. And I listen to the Morning Mics all the time. I love it. Just keeps me updated on what's happening and what's going on. Download our app from the App Store. So 833-FIN-GUYS if you need any of our help. And don't forget about our departments, whether it's Social Security planning. We've got certified Social Security claiming strategists, independent Medicare experts. Tis the season for that. If you need help with independent, just a quick review of your Medicare, make sure you're in the right plan. 833-FIN-GUYS and our home and auto division. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies to save you money. It's so easy. A liberal could do it. And of course, investment planning and retirement planning, your 401k plans, your IRA accounts. We've got certified financial planners, chartered financial analysts, registered investment advisors. We can help. 833-FIN-GUYS. We'll see you Saturday.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys, LLC is strictly prohibited.